The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The internet is ablaze after a contract between Don Lemon and Elon Musk has supposedly fallen through. And why? Well, we have some clips to show you today. As always, guys, this video is sponsored by Podhome. I want to talk about them really quick before I show the clip of Don Lemon and Elon Musk and what went down there. This company, Podhome, makes my job a lot easier as a podcast host. So if you're interested in hosting podcasts like me or talking about politics, for instance, check out Podhome. It is a one-stop shop to help you out with your podcasting needs. Podhome offers unlimited shows, episodes, and uploads and downloads under one price for distribution. Other distribution software or companies, they charge you per episode or per show. Podhome doesn't do this. If you use my code CARR, my last name, C-A-R-R, you'll even get your first 3 months off. This, of course, includes their AI integration that generates transcripts, chapters, clips, titles, and show notes. Again, that's CARR for 3 months off at Podhome. Now, Don Lemon, everybody, was planning on releasing his show on X on Monday. And we have now heard that his show on X has been canceled by Elon Musk. And fortunately for us, some of the clips have actually broken from that. They've come out and they've leaked from that interview that he had with Elon Musk. It was going to be the first episode. His first episode on X was going to be an interview with Elon Musk. Luckily, we have some of those clips. Let's roll them.
You talk about your ketamine use and depression. You also have said, and
the reason I mentioned the ketamine prescription on the X platform was because I thought maybe this is something that could help other people. Mm-hmm. That's why I mentioned it. You know, obviously, I'm not a doctor, but I would say if someone has depression issues, they should consider talking to their doctor about ketamine instead of SSRIs.
Hate speech on the platform is up. Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the great replacement theory as it relates to
Democrats?
I don't
have to answer these questions.
The great replacement theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
You recently met with Donald Trump in Florida. What did you guys talk about?
I was at a breakfast at a friend's place and Donald Trump came by. That's it.
What did you discuss?
He did most of the talking.
Did he ask you for money?
He didn't.
Are you going to loan him money to help pay his legal bills?
I'm not paying his legal bills in any way, shape, or form.
Did he ask you for a donation?
No.
Are you leaning towards anyone?
No.
You're not leaning towards anyone? Because you've been...
Well, I'm leaning away from Biden.
You're leaning...
So as you can see, Don Lemon asks some pretty difficult questions, and there's nothing wrong with that. But this is what Elon Musk said in response to the hard questions, according to Yahoo News. So, according to Yahoo, it says, following the interview, Musk reportedly texted power agent Jay Scherz, who represents Lemon, with the words, contract is canceled. In a series of posts, he said that Lemon's show was basically just CNN, but on social media, which doesn't work, as evidenced by the fact that CNN is dying. The company further noted that it simply decided not to enter into a commercial partnership with the show. So, this statement by Musk is actually very consistent with what he said. He's been very clear. Cable is dying. This is something that I've said. This is something that a lot of other people on social media have said. And I think this is very consistent of Elon Musk going from the angle of, yeah, this sounds just like he was on CNN, which, I mean, you watch the clips. It just sounds like CNN. It doesn't sound like anything special. It sounds like the same kind of rote, legacy media kind of interview that you would see. And I want to be clear, I don't think that this is a partisan or even ideological issue, because you have people like Tucker Carlson, who Elon Musk definitely doesn't agree with all the time, or other people like Chris Cuomo, for instance, who Elon Musk also certainly doesn't agree with all the time, on the opposite side of the spectrum, that are both recently transitioning from cable news to social media, and they're doing very good at it. Obviously, Tucker Carlson is like still the most watched person, you know, in politics, period, and he went from Fox News to Twitter, and he's still doing great. So it's not an ideological problem. It's not partisanship. It's simply, and you saw the video, Don Lemon just isn't that good at social media. It feels like something that you would watch if you were like in your 60s watching CNN like the other white liberal ladies do. I think what happened was that Elon was being interviewed by Don Lemon, and it kind of just dawned on him like, wow, yeah, like this is nothing new. This isn't really something that we want to invest in. And to be clear, and this is something that the news outlets and kind of the outrage of this is not getting right, is that he's not kicking Don Lemon off of X. He's been very clear that he has almost unlimited free speech on X. Obviously, there's no free speech for inciting violence. But he's not saying Don Lemon can't post a show on X. He's just saying that they were making a contract where X was going to pay Don Lemon some premiums. They were going to have guaranteed money from them outside of the viewership and the kind of response. And essentially that fell through because Elon Musk decided, I don't really want to spend extra money into that. So in other words, if the engagement and the views are still there on X, Don Lemon will be compensated just like everybody else, just like me. In very few cases, he's made deals with people like Tucker Carlson, who he believes to be bringing a lot of traffic to X, and he gives them more money. But I think after that interview, he just kind of surmised that Don Lemon isn't really going to be bringing much to X in terms of his content, but also probably not much in terms of his audience, because I think a lot of his audience still likes CNN and they're never really going to come on X anyway. So basically, this has been blown way out of proportion. There's no really contract to cancel in the first place, because the contract was never signed. Like, there was no written agreement. They'd obviously talked about it, so I guess you could say technically that it's been canceled, but there was no written contract. So as far as I'm concerned, this is really blown out of proportion. Elon Musk simply did an interview with Don Lemon and was like, you know what? I don't really think he's that good. I don't want to give him extra money. And again, you could make the argument that Elon Musk just doesn't like Don Lemon and didn't like those hard questions, so he's not letting him on the platform. But you do have to ask yourself, what would be the point of that? Because it's not like Elon Musk asked Don Lemon to take down the video and the interview. So the interview's out there already, and it's going to be the whole thing's going to be published on Monday. So by not paying him on X, does he get out of the interview? No. So I don't really see the incentive there for Elon Musk to just suddenly not give Don Lemon money, because it's not going to change the outcome of publishing a difficult interview with him. I think he genuinely just saw the interview and realized, Don Lemon doesn't have anything to offer my company, and any responsible owner, if someone doesn't have anything to offer your company, probably don't give them money. And again, it's not a partisan thing, because he's given money to plenty of liberals that are on the platform, and plenty of current conservatives as well. But he clearly did it because he knows Don just isn't worth the money, because he isn't a good fit for X. I think you look at Don Lemon and he's a great fit for cable. And unfortunately, cable is dying, and that is his skill set. If he wants to adapt and become better for social media, I think he'll do very well, because a lot of people know who he is. But as of now, doesn't seem like that's happening. Elon Musk, in my opinion, is based for doing this, and he has every right to do it because he owns Twitter. As always, guys, thank you so much for watching this video. If you haven't already, please subscribe and like the video down below just to support me, as well as click on the next video. See you next time.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.